Okay, first of all, it seems like nobody has ever asked more questions about the JFK assassination than Bob.
That's right.
And Bob and I talked about this the other day on Office Hours. And my generation, it happened before us, so it didn't seem that important. Brian, can you please explain to me, like, why this is so important that the most important man in the universe is asking questions about it so obsessively?
Well, it's conditioned. You see, the whole thing was, we had to be careful. It was all but fictitious. So it goes back to, like, why didn't Trump open up all of the records, declassify all the records? Because he told everybody that's what he was going to do. He normally keeps his word when he does that. Then he got to it, and they were quizzing him on it. He said, it's a little too hot right now. So it's still a little too hot because there's stuff afoot that y'all don't know.
It was a little hot. Is it still too hot for you to explain right now what was too hot about
it? Yeah. Oh, yes. Hell yes. It's hotter now than it was then.
Okay, Chad, remember, we know that it was even confirmed in this session, the UFO presence, E. Howard Hunt said to his lawyer, was the reason Kennedy was shot. Okay, so the E.T. thing is big. But also remember, Ion said that JFK survived. He lived till last year, and a clone was shot. So who organized the cloning? Did the Queen know about that? You know what I mean? Who organized the deception that Ion's just mentioning?
Yeah, who organized that, Ion?
That's the thing that's too hot to talk about. It unravels the whole thing.
It gets into me, Chad. Fuck, if I... what we've said on these shows last year, when I have my press conference, everybody's going to go and look at, Jesus Christ, this guy's at least a fucking alien, and they're going to think that I'm pretending I'm on behalf of the Earth. So that's the big problem.
Right. Well, you talked a lot, Ion talked a lot about the Prussians were the real drivers, you know, not necessarily the Bolsheviks. What's Bob's connection to the Prussians?
No. What's the Prussians' connection to Bob? That's the way to ask that.
Okay, what's that? What's the Prussians' connection to Bob?
The staging of the Ottoman Empire.
The Ottoman Empire?
Would that be the Medici's, Ion?
The Medici, yes.
Yeah, the Medici's, their role, their hidden role.
Okay, so there's this is a real blockchain here, there's multi-links. So the Prussians to the Ottoman Empire, to Bob.
No, the Ottoman Empire to the Prussians.
And it goes, listen now, and it goes all the way to the Byzantine Empire, if you can get that one. That'll get you dick wet.
Yeah, Chad, let me tell you this. There's a peak period before the printing press, you know, 1300 or something. The dates are off, there's the plague, but that is when the Venice gang moves towards England. It's when they start going traveling to China with Marco Polo. And maybe there were other networks already connected because it was a small world. And then there's the exploration to America, but it was actually going in the opposite direction. The Americans were coming over. A lot happened in Europe in the 13, 1400s. Guess what started in 13, 1400? The Ming Dynasty. So actually, the Ming Dynasty and everybody in Europe, it's all changing and setting up the Renaissance at that point. That's a big shift. And the Medici's are part of that. So it's what was locked in then.
Okay, wait one second, Bob. Bob's always on point. You know that. And that's, you don't have to be smart to know that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Remember we went through this long dirigible issue about do you know what crocheting is? Do you know what net knotting is? And crocheting and pearl knitting and all that bullshit. We went through all that because, see, you're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And so the point of the back and forth is this is shifting, it's changing, it's becoming. And so to answer some questions, we're even careful what we tell Bob sometimes because he'll get a hold of it and change the whole reality. He'll go back to the middle of the Afghan and change a stitch. And then everything's changed. And you're seeing that layout right here, right now. Up and down like a window shade.
Yeah, let me
finish. I know they were going to kill Biden, and now they're ready to say four more years. What? 4 years? We don't think he's going to last 4 more minutes.
That's right. So listen to this, Jared. About a year or so ago, Ian was saying a lot, obsolescing and retrieving. So I said back then, that's the part of the tetrad that's still there, because the extensions and the retrievals have been done. So you get the obsolescing and then retrieving. Obsolescing, retrieving, that's the crochet back and forth that he began the session with.
Ah, okay, that's interesting.
And the problem is, Bob is shifting gears on his tetrad management. That's what's changing.
How is Bob shifting gears on his tetrad management?
He just decided to let go.
What'd you say, Ian?
You just decide as you go. Well, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Well, yeah, I want the world to end today. No.
Guffey's article on me.
Listen,
the Guffey's article on me in 2000 was titled, The Guy That Was the Last Tetrad Manager. Now, that popularized the term. So you get a lot of people trying to be tetrad managers today in the final stages. A lot of media management. So I've got to do something different to be in any environment to the spread of the cliche of tetrad management. That's why I've changed.
Okay.
And he's giving up the whole archetype thing. The archetype is all but passé. It's kind of passé. It's the hoop skirts. Nobody really cares about that anymore.
So it's not cliche archetype. It's just cliche now.
Basically.
No. Correct me. But my statement comes first. So you have extension, obsolescence, art form, archetype. Those are the four phases. So that becomes a tetrad. The obsolescence is turning something into cliche. But if you repeat the obsolescence a lot, you do have archetype. You're retrieving archetypes. Now, this has gone on so much, it's a blur. And so if you say that there are no archetypes anymore, then there is only cliché as probe. And that was the major idea of McLuhan. The cliché, new cliché as probe. That's why nobody's really interested in anything, because the only thing that's probed is a cliché.
Well, you've made a big deal about the homeopathic cliché probes.
Well, but now that becomes the stages of apprehension.
Yeah. That's right.
And you're okay, one thing about the few that would know that, Chad.
All of this is nothing. It's just a gabble to distract people from the fact that I'm in charge. You know, I've been the fate of David Worcester. Nobody's real. Except for me.
and the few people that are real aren't from this world.
Yeah, another point.
Okay, just one point I want to make before we get too far from it. So, turns out Prussia is very influential in the Pentagon, okay? So it sounds one way that all this influence is coming from Prussia and rolling across to America. But Ion, you've always said that the influence came from America and America influenced the development of Europe. So I was wondering.
That's way earlier.
And is that Bob at ground zero? Like that whole thing about in Revelations where the bottomless pit? Yeah?
Of course.
That's when I was back in the Vatican, you know, in 1400s. Ofenel was doing a lot. Remember, he was fighting the Medicis.
That was cool what Ian said to Alyssa about how the causal loop in that movie Predestination explains how Bob is Ofenel, but doesn't really recognize himself as Ofenel.
Mm-hmm. Sort of. He does. He just plays it. You know, he's a whorehound. You know Bob. He's a whorehound.
Yeah, what if I was saying this at 5body.com, Chad? You guys would have been a little upset.
Yeah. We would have hightailed
it. Kiki would have gone. Kiki would have killed a few people. So let's do Finnegan's Wake. And we talk more about this in the Bob's private session called Tailgate.
The Gate of Tail.
Let me see.
Well, we would love to do. We would,
Did you want to say something, Bert? You had a question about these themes?
Just one, Bob, but it may be too hot. Hey, Ion, is Oak Ridge really hot at this moment? Is Oak Ridge real hot at this moment? That must be a yes laugh, huh?
You don't mean Calico Plains, do you? You don't mean Watt Bar. You don't mean Watt Dam. You don't mean K Town's finest. You don't mean that, right? It can't be that one.
Right.
Okay, yeah. As long as that's the one you're not talking about, then certainly, yeah, it'd be way too hot to get that started up.
Okay. No, I just noticed that you dodged around that. That's the second time I've heard you do that.
Yeah. Well, it's another, Oak Ridge is spelled B-O-B for fuck's sake. We can't have B-O-B everything, but that's that was true, but. Okay, let's go, what page,
at the corporate office they have his picture up on the wall and they call him Oak Ridge Bob. Oak Ridge Bob.
Okay.
Not to be confused with the Oak Ridge Boys. That's a little different. You know.
Okay. Thanks, Ion.
Yeah. Okay, Ion.
Now, wait one second. If you get prepared and look up your thing and figure out what number it is and see if you've done page 18. If you've done 18, you have.
That's a great page.
If you've done 18. And then get that all together. Now, Bert. While you're doing that, Bert, now what you can do is you're going to have to learn how to parse through this stuff. There's stuff that can't be put out, and we're not going to put it out, but you can pick it out. Pick. Because as you full well know, we'll tell you, but it just won't be in the same context. Did you see how clever it was that we did a yellow birthday cake, yellow cake, red cake, and got you all the way to cesium?
Oh, I got it. Yeah, let me bring it back in here. Okay, Bert's unmuted.
Wow,
yes, I did, Ion. Thanks. Yes,
see,
thank you.
Now we'll
yellow cake
get
and the red cake also.
All the way up to cesium. And we didn't give any impetus on it, but that might have been the most important part. Very well possible.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're going to have to be more clever. Thank you, because you're going to have to be more clever at how you pick at it. And you're not going to push it, and you're not going to get a thing. We'll shut this bitch down. Don't think we won't do that in a second. It'll scare one of us. You get to want to shout, you can go shout right now. It's all right with us. It's not about that. But if you'll parse this together, there's a ton more you can have that you can have.
Right.
But you can't go at it. Bull in a china shop. Because you can still get in the door with a bull, but everything's going to get broke.
Yeah, but it's going to be some really clever parsing out because, boy, listen to that last Prussia, the Canada, all that. Man, that was a load, a boatload that you released in that private session.
You could spend 1,000 years just parsing out what was left of the crown, ink.
Ooh, okay.
You had no idea. Duchy of Lancaster? How are they going to sift that out? Repurposing Washington, D.C.? How are they going to work that out? Where's Bob? Karen's already going to have to buy another couple of houses just because of the shit that they're going to take out of the Vatican, out of the library at the Vatican. The tag sale. You saw that TikTok. Carolyn didn't think it was real, but you saw that TikTok.
Yes, I did. I asked you about that, about the Pope, right? That's the one you're talking about, right? The Pope, land,
correct.
Goods.
Correct. So, then that's a whole different conversation, you see. You got to get beyond, okay, you got to know the difference between the Ottoman Empire and the Byzantine Empire. Okay? And when you can, because they kind of merge, you see.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And they overlap. And so you've got to be able to see the difference. Now, you're good with the dynasties. We remember when we clever, Bob will call it dynasties. We don't know what he's talking about most of the time. But these dynasties are overlap and link. Just like we're coming to the end of the end of the Ming Dynasty, coming up, and then a Han Dynasty. They overlap a little bit, trying to follow that word, bringing in a new one. And then the most powerful thing ever, we said that the CCP or whatever Bob called, whatever Duffy Doodle Doo is calling it today, God's answer to the problems of the world. Apparently that's communism for his standpoint, I'm sure. But anyhow, this fall, we said it was going to fall. And then they became stronger. Then they're taking over Russia. Then they're taking over the world. Now they took Hong Kong, which was never supposed to happen. Then they were supposed to go take Japan. Fuck, they're going to take Taiwan. It's going to be amazing what they're going to do as they're falling off the cliff.
Wow.
They're going down. They're going to take everything they go down with. If they go down, they're going to take it all with it, which is the whole subset of what the angels we have heard on high is trying to do anyway. Do you think we were not being literal when we made a great big to-do about the fire and brimstone falling out of the sky?
Okay.
There is
we
a
got that. Thank
order.
You very much.
Well, we everybody else got
thanks,
to say. Everybody else got to say. We got to have our little say. So there.
Yeah. Okay, we got your point. China has fallen. Very good.